This is Jammers.
Oh, I hated that. Oh, great music, but no vocals. No vocals ever again.
It's a very special episode of Jammers, so we need a very special intro. I get what was the other one was like techno, and we said all these quirky things like blah, 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 but you know who we are. Yeah. I'm Wendy Starling.
Yeah. I'm Megan Rice. This is a very special episode.
It is.
This is a very special. It's like when Full House like did an episode about drugs.
Yeah.
Where like they want it to be important, but it just misses the mark. I think that's kind of what this very special Jammers is.
This is like the episode of Punky Brewster when they were playing hide and go seek and Cherry got locked in.
Oh, good. An even more weird show that our 20-year-old Australian listeners have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Perfect.
When she got locked in the old refrigerator that was outside in the backyard.
It is like we're locking all of you in a refrigerator with us.
We have a surprise. For you Jammers listeners, we have been tracking you, and we finally collected all of your home addresses, and we've planned it so that as soon as you finish listening to this episode of Jammers, people are going to kidnap you and lock you in a refrigerator. And then
we'll be there too.
Right. And then you have to sit and really think about your decisions. Why have you been listening to this show?
What's wrong? You did do it all wrong.
Right. Yeah, so, oh, God, this is...
I think we just need to rip the Band-Aid off.
Well, let's just rip it off like you did your second skin like of your tattoo.
That's what we wanted to tell you about. The podcast, we're changing direction. We're exclusively going to be ASMRing removal of bandages.
Yes, it's all ASMR.
That's what the podcast now is. We thank you for... You know, following us through all our selfish help and selfish help endeavors.
Yeah. Selfish.
We're Band-Aid people now.
Yeah, that's what we do, and it's all kinds of wounds. So, I mean, I know Megan said you said removable, but also stuff that's maybe not supposed to be removed. So it could be a fresh wound. It could be we'll remove it against doctor's orders.
We'll take off your cast 3 weeks early.
Oh yeah,
with a pair of dull scissors.
Yeah. And that'll be good because we're running out of ideas for selfish help. We feel like we've really accomplished a lot of things and we're at a point where we're like moving on and like moving towards our dreams. So if we take off someone's cast with dull scissors, that's great because that's a 3-hour. That's like a 3-parter episode.
Yeah. No, we got it all figured out.
We got it all planned out then. Hung, hung, hung. That's very sensual.
Well, I think also this intro we're recording... the day before releasing this episode.
Yep.
So the episode you're about to listen to, everything we talk about is, per usual, amazing and funny and really, really smart. It's just a bunch of really smart stuff.
I know.
But some things have changed.
Yes.
In the last few days since we recorded that episode. So this is the last episode of Jammers.
Now,
this is the last episode of a podcast called Jammers, which we all know, just like gender, names are bullshit. It's all fluid. Wendy today, Wagon tomorrow. It's
right.
It does none of that matters. So we're not leaving you.
Right. We're still.
But due to some internal hiccups, let's say. one massive hiccup.
Right.
One big lame hiccup.
Right.
We are changing some things around.
Yes.
But your mom and your mom are still here and we love you.
We still love you guys very much. So, and I know let's be clear, because I know you guys are probably like bullshit, because we do every other episode say this is the last episode of Jammers.
We always say we're burning this motherfucker to the ground, but now...
We really are.
We legally have to.
Right. We are recording
Tyler,
this.
Our lawyer, has advised us to burn this to the ground.
Yeah.
And like a... What's the bird in Harry Potter? Is it a phoenix?
Yeah.
Do they make one up?
The phoenix? No, that's a real phoenix thing.
I know. Well, okay, well, wait. First of all, a phoenix is not a real thing. It is a real thing outside of the world of Harry Potter.
Yes, yes, that's
no,
what I meant.
There's no bird that dies and then is reborn from its own ashes. That doesn't, that's not like on Nat Geo.
I would like that to be fact checked. I think that will, that'll show up on the Animal Planet or something. They on the, they on the Animal Planet now, they have shows where they're just like, because they're just running out of ideas, much like we've run out of ideas to selfishly help ourselves. We're great. We're perfect. And so we're just, we're changing. We're burning this motherfucker to the ground and we're doing something different. But a lot of these people don't have the balls. So the Animal Planet, I've seen shows on Animal Planet where they're just like, and now this is a show about mermaids. And you're like, excuse me, what?
Yeah. Something real.
Okay.
Bigfoot. Mermaids. They're called phoenix. Cryptoids.
A phoenix is also, I, that's going to be on one of those channels. Mark my words.
Yeah. Phoenix, the jammer story.
But yeah, so we have, this is, and you would never tell, but we do have a new producer. His name's Marty, and you won't hear him during this intro, even though he's sitting right next to me in the actual studio. We're in a real live studio.
It's very fancy. Because, there's coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah. I walked in and had a panic attack because they wanted to take my picture before I walked up to record, and I...
That's how fancy this place is, guys. They demand homeless-looking women take pictures in their lobby.
It's so fancy.
Not, it's not even a security thing. They're just like, ma'am, you can't actually look like this. This is crazy. We need to document your appearance.
Right. I'm like, is this, do I need this to get up? No, we, this is for you. We want you to look at yourself.
Ma'am, we're trying to help.
They just held
we
up a
you
mirror.
You need to see how you allowed yourself to leave, I don't know, your rock in the middle of the park. I don't know where right. you came from. Clearly
woman,
not a home. Not a place with walls and a roof.
The schizophrenic woman. It wasn't even a camera. Now if I really think about it, she just held up a mirror. And I was like, ah, cameras. It's going to steal my soul. She's like, yeah, whatever. Just look at yourself.
I think that's what happened. I 100% think that's actually what happened.
They're like, hi, welcome. So we have everything you could want here, whatever. We have coffee. We have snacks. We have a hairbrush. Do you want some soap? Do you want some soap?
They became Canadians asking lots of questions, apparently, right. with that soap.
Soap? Soap? Do you want some soap? So listen,
okay.
kids.
Well, we're going on one of our famously witty tangents about soap. So let's try to buckle down and get to the point.
Yeah. So should we
we're
announce?
We're starting something? No.
Yeah. Should we announce the name? We can do that on here. We can do it on
I think
front.
We can announce the name.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know what? We're announcing it. And come.
There's no- and guess what? Maybe we'll have to legally change it for some reason in 2 weeks, and then we will, and who cares? we're really flying fast and loose here.
Right.
This is a.
We got, you know what? If there's one thing we're not short on, is stupid wordplay ideas.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we're like a herpes. You knock us out, we show up in another place. We're just going to keep popping up.
Well, you know what else we're like? A pussy fart.
Hello. And,
and perhaps like a gang?
Like, yeah, I think.
A gang of pussy farts?
Yeah, I believe when you have more than one queef, it's called a gang. So. I think, right?
Yeah, I hate it when you get like a, like just a gang of queef attack. Where
right.
You just
ugh.
Can't stop.
One queef ugh. Is enough. This bitch had a gang of queefs coming out of her pussy.
Well, that's Tyler, lawyer Tyler slash potentially our new artist on deck.
Yeah.
Just get to drawing that. Just Wendy and myself walking out of a pussy. If you could do that, that'd be great.
So yeah, it was an episode a while back, and it's something that
we love saying it.
Yeah, we love saying it. It's something that we believe in deeply, and it's something that right before we started recording, right before you called me, Megan, Marty goes, he goes, so can we talk about the new name? And I was like, yeah. He goes, Pussy Fart Gang, and I go, yeah. He goes, you guys sure about that?
I was, and then he was like, because I am very sure about it.
Right.
I just love it so much.
I go, yeah. He goes, I mean, people, I guess, could make it an acronym.
And I was, yeah, like, well, yeah. The fucking BFG, the book about the giant.
Yeah.
We're PFG.
Yeah.
Book about a pussy.
Yeah. BFG, big fucking giant. Yeah, right. That was the butt fart gang, but that was for boys.
Yeah. That was the Hardy Boys of farts. We're the Nancy Drew of podcasts. Okay, so we have a whole episode, and we don't want this to be like forever because we're not saying goodbye.
Right.
We're just letting you guys know that there's, since we recorded this episode, more changes have occurred, and we really just want to move on and be happy with you, our beautiful children.
I know. And we love you guys. And thank, I know you're, hopefully you're all
still
keep
in, listening. You're in a two-parent household still.
Right. You're a two-parent household.
You're going to be fine.
And it'll be, you know, and it'll be warm. And because we're queefing so much now, it'll be warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
It's well, like, and just if you follow us on Instagram, if you don't already.
Yeah, please.
Because we're going to update everything there.
Yep.
As far as the podcast, because we might have to take a week off in between just to logistically figure stuff out on our end. Yes, because as much as we would love to send you an episode of just Wendy and I talking over a phone with terrible audio. Fuck it. Well, we're just going to do that. Never mind.
We might.
No, I said it out loud, and it's one of those things you say out loud and you're like, oh, wait, that's a fine idea.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fine idea. Oh, you want to talk about terrible production value? Follow us on Instagram because we've got some other things. We have also joked many times about a Patreon. And so that's the Pussy Fart Gang is we're going to be a lot more interactive with that. So we got a bunch of shit happening in the next week. So follow us on Instagram. You can either follow the Jammers account. That's going to change over. Or you can also follow me at WendyBird82.
Or me, Handsome Party Butt.
But yeah, it's not sad. I feel kind of sad, but this is not sad.
I don't feel sad even a little bit.
No, this is great.
I think listeners can put pieces together as to why we're happier now.
Yeah,
we're happier now.
And I got to tell you, our producer Marty's on top of things. He just Googled. I just got a thumbs up. I was like, thumbs up. Yeah, I know. We're doing a great job. I was like, yeah, I know. We're funny. This is great. This is a good decision. And he gave me a thumbs up because pussyfartgang.com is an available website. Nobody takes
shocking.
That.
Shocking. Shocking.
I am shocked. I think it's a great. We're going to buy that right now. So we'll take care of all that stuff and get all that shit going. I got my credit card, baby.
Jesus. Wendy's on her period and she's got a credit card. We're buying everything Pussy Fart Gang related. PFG coming at you. In way too many ways.
Yeah. All right. So we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And
love you. If you have questions, send us messages. We'll be open and honest, like in any relationship.
Yep.
And yeah, we're excited. You should be excited too. I think this is going to be really fun because also we have a bunch of super crazy shit happening in the next few months.
Yeah, because Megan
again,
is.
Yeah. I need you. I need to hang out with as many of you as possible between here and the middle of the country.
Yeah, we've helped ourselves. We've helped ourselves into a whole new situation. So this is great. We're living an example.
No, because it's true. Because people, a lot of times people stay, we've talked about this before, they stay in like a stagnant place in their lives because they're too scared to move on or they're too scared to, you know, change things around. And then they're just unhappy, but it's easy. And we want things to be maybe a little hard, but be real happy.
Yep. And that's what we're doing with the show. That's why Jammers has to do the big sleep and say goodnight forever and go burn in a lake. And we're doing that in our regular lives, too. So look at that. We're being good parents.
Yeah. Again, we love you. Go to school.
Yeah.
Unless you live in L.A. And then don't go to school because we don't support people that cross picket lines. But otherwise. Oh, there's a huge teacher strike in L.A. right now.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's been like over a week. Okay, guys. Well, I'm going to go honk at protesting teachers.
Yeah.
because that's one of my favorite things I found out this last week I love to do.
Go honk at them and be, and then they think you're supporting them, and then you'll be like, get a real job. It's great.
Start a podcast.
Yeah. All right. We love you guys. Enjoy this final Jammers episode.
We love you.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. I'm recording.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is so exciting. God. So Marty goes, he goes, so what are you guys coming to you from? This is actually studio.
So it's a real studio. I'm looking at there's those sound absorby things behind you. And numerous coffee cups.
I know. Oh, that's a real microphone stand that says weekly humorous, delivery guaranteed. This is a very professional setup we got going on here. Marty goes, so because, hey, first of all, welcome to Jammers. Welcome to the new Jammer. We are trying something new, which we'll get to in a second. But first,
new year, new Jammers.
Yeah. The brand new old Jammers. Marty goes, so what do you guys, how long do you go? And I'm like, usually an hour. He goes, so what do you guys talk about? Do you have like a plan, like a list of what you start talking about? And then I laughed and laughed and laughed.
Yeah, exactly. And then he walked out of the room.
Yeah. And I was like, nope, we just kind of just like, just fuck around and like sometimes give advice. And he was just like, you have to pay me double. And also please leave.
Please give me that coffee cup back immediately.
And you cannot drink any of the tea in it. You have to give it back to me. Actually, can you go throw up what you just drank?
Wendy already has 6 coffee cups in her purse.
Yeah. I already have too many. So let's see. How should we? Well, Marty is someone that I wanted to have on as a guest.
Well, so now we do.
So now we do. We have these. How should we spill them? So Marty said, this is Marty Dundix. Hey, Marty.
Hello.
And he's already, he goes, I'm like, so we'll introduce you. And he's like, I don't need to talk on this at all. And I was like, that a boy.
Falling in line already. We like it.
I know. So how should we break this? I feel like we're announcing a divorce to our kids.
I mean, we're making a change. We still love you very much.
Yeah.
This is not your fault.
Right.
Moms love you.
Your moms love you very much. But sometimes you have to do, even though it's difficult and kind of can be kind of a pain. Sometimes, you know, kids, your moms and your dad, we weren't fucking anymore.
We still love you.
Right.
You know, no, we won't share custody. We're keeping you entirely.
Oh, yeah. No, you cannot. If you speak to your father. No, we don't want to say anything and be cunty about your dad. But
no, because we're mature adults.
Yeah, we're grownups, goddammit. And so we had to make a decision. And, you know, this happens in a lot of marriages. You think about it for a while. And especially with these poly relationships, we did the episode. It was after we did the Mormon episode that your mom started thinking, you know,
Wendy and I just love each other very much. And we don't want to be in a poly throuple anymore.
Right. We don't want to be in a poly in a polygot or whatever it's called. And also sometimes, you know, fought dads when they get in that situation. We don't want to say your dad, but a dad, a hypothetical dad.
Let's say all dads. No, it's all dads.
All every dad that's ever had 2 wives starts to believe he is a god. And sometimes you got to walk away from God. Your dad god, but also real God. So leave your family, leave your church.
Yeah. Leave everything. Move in a van.
Right. And just move in. Again, this is, we love you more than your families do.
Oh, 100%. That's obviously why you listen to this.
Right. So anyway, that's the nice way of saying that it's just Megan and me and Marty.
And Marty.
Hello, I'm Marty. I just listening to this from the side, I can't believe how different of a person I feel like I am than your previous producer person, just because I'm so boring and I don't talk. And I'm just like, I spent the whole weekend, you know, antiquing to find a little table that I'm thrilled about. And that's the most excitement that I can talk about right now.
Marty, I love you. I am also excited about this table. I can't wait to hear all about it.
I'll show you pictures.
This week's episode, Marty's new table.
Yeah. Yeah, see, this is, and Marty and I have been friends for like 8 years.
Oh, forever.
Yeah, eight or nine years.
Since you lived in Florida.
Yeah, when I started doing stand-up in Florida. Marty, and this is why I wanted to have him on, because Megan and I are doing a similar thing right now, which is kind of restarting something. When something, you think like, this is going to fall apart, and should we just quit, and, you know, should we just stop? But we really believe that at least 20 of you are going to join our cult and sacrifice your lives for us.
We'll soldier on together,
right?
All 22 of us, 23, right, including right, Marty.
So we're all just going to move ahead. But Marty worked for National Lampoon, and he came down. This is in South Florida. Some comedy club, well, it was run by like Mafia, and they licensed the Lampoon name, Marty. And he came down to check on it to be like, to make sure they weren't like sullying the name.
It was such a disaster. It was exciting because I got to like design this cool club, but then like I met the guys and it was just like, whose pyramid scheme is this? Like who's putting in the money and who's the one like stealing all the money? Because like this thing isn't going to make any money.
No.
But it looked great, and I got to meet you and a bunch of really neat up-and-coming South Florida comics, and then I got to leave, and then it just imploded, and it disappeared. And the next time I went down to check on it, the landlord of the beautiful building had chained and locked the front door because they hadn't paid rent in months and, like, repossessed everything inside of it. Like, it was such a, like, a night and day from when I first came in to see you and then went back to visit, like, months later. It was just like, ugh, what a disaster.
And
it was so much fun.
Wendy
to
was
meet.
Still inside.
Yeah. It was cool though, and I met Wendy, and Wendy had just started doing stand up.
Yeah,
and
I was still in sight eating leftover chicken fingers. I'm like, they never paid me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna eat all these goddamn chicken fingers.
Right. Well, that was a sign that it wasn't going well because I'd been doing comedy for like a year, and they're like, "You want a headline? Fucking who cares?" Right.
You're like, "Oh, this is so easy."
Yeah, comedy's really easy. There were like 5 whole people in there.
Why don't more people do this? This is crazy. Yeah. You get all the chicken fingers you can eat.
Right. Well, and I can remember that was the one place, because people always ask for heckler stories. When I was there, I had the most crazy heckler experience where this woman was like positive heckling. And I was on stage and my hair was like bleach blonde. And I was just like doing my bits. And she starts screaming, "I fucking love you." And obviously this is in Fort Lauderdale. Just the trashiest of trash. And if you're in Fort Lauderdale, we love you and we're not talking about you.
Just this one woman. Otherwise, yeah, all good people.
Yeah. I was like, "Thank you." And then I tried to move on and she kept hammering in. She's like, "No, I fucking," like I wasn't listening to her. She's like, "You listen to me when I say I love you." And I was like, "All right, thank you." And then I kept trying to move on and she stood up and she was like, "I said I liked your hair." And she grabbed her purse and reached in it and fumbled in her purse and started approaching the stage. And I was like,
"You're like, she's going to shoot me."
Yeah, I was like, "I'm going to get shot." No bouncers. Nobody was there. It was the craziest thing. And then someone pulled her off stage. And then finally a bouncer came and dragged her out. And the audience, whatever like popcorn or whatever snacks they had, just threw food at her. So it's weird that place like went out of business.
I was going to say, I don't understand what the problem. This sounds like one of the best clubs in the country.
Right. That's the thing. If you're in certain places, like especially Florida, you don't really need a bouncer. You just have like mob rule.
Yeah.
It's much easier.
Yeah, well, that's why they're like, "We don't understand why we need bouncers. Everyone's terrified to come here."
Right.
And the place was in such close proximity to the beach that it was the trashiest Florida, where it was all the audience members would be like not wearing shoes, not wearing a shirt, covered in sand, just got out of the water, wearing a bikini and or board shorts. And they're just like drunk in front of you watching you do comedy. Like that's the place was not the classiest of joints.
Again, this sounds like the best comedy club in the country.
Yeah. Oh, this, if you think, first of all, get out your notepads. Go back about 15, 20 seconds. Get your notepads, because that's the dress code for the Jammers Comedy Club.
Covered in sand constantly.
Right. Our dress code
naked,
is...
naked, ideally.
Right. No shoes allowed.
Oh, no.
No.
And not just inside. No, that's the thing. No shoes outside. You have to wear shoes inside, though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You have to. Oh, yeah, Marty, we forgot to tell you. So this is a podcast, but also like we're starting. I don't use the word cult because I don't want to get arrested.
Oh, I do. I do. Okay. Cult.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that's our new email address. We had to redo everything. Our new jammers email address is jammerscult@gmail.com.
Okay. See, we might have a problem here now that we have a registered email with the word cult in it. We're probably going to be on a list. Luckily, the government shut down, so no one's keeping tabs on anything.
Right.
But if it ever comes back,
That's why we're doing this now. We're like, the government shut down. There's total chaos and anarchy. Let's just quick. And then if they go, this is a cult, we'll be like, oh, my fingers are fat. I meant to type cunt. It's one letter off.
And they'll be like, not helping your case, miss.
That sounds like a lie. Okay, well, you can look at our plans. The compound looks like a giant pussy. It's a giant vulva. So it is the jammer's cunt, officer.
It's okay, I like that there's now a cop involved. I thought we were just dealing with like a government agency, like a bureaucrat, but there's officers.
Right. Well, should we say agent? Because FBI, they are agents.
I like agent better. And then I think of X-Files.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're starting a cult, and that's why we need you, Marty.
So you had to change your email addresses?
Well, we're just changing everything because
we just want a clean break.
Gotcha.
Yep. Yeah, a clean break, and we joked about having a Patreon, but we actually have one now.
There's nothing on it right now.
Yeah. Well, by the time this comes out, there'll be something up. As of the time we are recording, there's nothing on it. But please go there so that we can continue to pay Marty to do this and also build the infrastructure for the giant Adobe pussy.
It'll be great. Well, because it'll be cool during summer,
right?
Warm during winter,
and damp year round.
Oh, very damp.
Yeah, just like a steam room.
Yeah, just a hot. That's why we want you naked and covered in sand.
Right.
The sand will dry off your gross, damp body.
Right. And it also works as an exfoliant. Sand and steam. Glowing skin.
Oh, yeah. We'll just be rubbing each other down constantly, 24 hours a day.
Isn't this great? Thanks, Marty. Aren't you glad you're part of this?
I am. I feel like I'm part of a very valuable sisterhood.
I like, and this is like when I emailed Marty, I was like, hey, he's like, great, I've been trying to start a podcast thing. I imagine that most people are slightly more professional. But
you think? You think?
Huh?
Nah.
But that's why I'm like, look, you got to call in favors from your friends. So now Marty, here's why he's great for this. And this is why I wanted to have you on the podcast also. So he was with Lampoon, and that was like your main job. He was like, this is it. You know, when you have your job or anything, like a marriage, whatever, and you're like, this is it. I'm doing this for the rest of my life. And
then you find out here.
Right. And then you find out, oh, I might die here, but that's because it's run by the mafia.
Everybody went to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody went to jail. Two of my CEOs both went to prison. And so the
like
whole company
fun prison,
just
though?
Collapsed.
Wait, what did you say, Megan?
I said like fun rich guy prison where they play tennis and stuff?
One went to fun rich guy prison for like 2 years. And then the other guy is in, I mean, he went away for kind of like Madoff type Ponzi reasons for another company he was running while he was the interim CEO of Lampoon. So he's going to be in jail for a very long time, like 50 plus years.
Holy shit, that is very long.
Yeah, so I was at the company for a very long time, and I was kind of hoping the entire time I was there, things were good-ish, and then things got bad, and then it was kind of like, well, it'll get better. I'm at this great brand name, you know, it's going to get better. It'll have to get better, because, I mean, everyone knows this company. So I stayed, and I kind of stayed too long, because I was kind of too hopeful, and I kind of thought it would turn around, and people would come and invest, and then I stayed long enough to make it good enough of a company for someone to invest, but then they invested, and then they turned around and said, hey, guess what? All of you are fired. Go away. We're going to restart this company without you. So then I was in a position where I was like, oh, shit, I've been here for like 14 years. I don't know anything else. So I just started my own comedy company doing pretty much exactly what I had been doing, but now it's just me running it with the same freelance-type writers and artists that were doing it before. And now I'm just kind of doing my own thing. And it's so much more fun because I'm in charge.
Right.
You know, and it's not being run by people that at the time were misguided.
Right, and embezzling money.
In the mafia.
Right.
God. Yeah. But I mean, in this kind of in entertainment, you come across that kind of thing all the time. Like, the business is seedy.
Right.
You know? Comedy is seedy.
You don't have to tell us this,
you know? You know.
And podcast is like the fucking gutter
is
business
it?
Of comedy.
It's true. It's where you go to die.
Yeah.
So I'm glad all three of us are here together.
I know. This is great. We're just going to go down. Well, that's the thing is, when that's why NC Marty is actually like such a positive person. We're getting shit on and you're like, okay, well, let's find a way to make it work. Let's make it work. And like,
yeah, it's fun.
It's so tough to do. But you always, I mean, you run a show down here and you just like, so what motivate, like, why would you even want to keep doing it? Because it's such a thankless, fruitless endeavor. Here's an example. You're doing this now. So,
yeah, exactly. This
but I love,
talk
this
about
so,
thankless
I love
and fruitless.
This.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just like, I think there's a certain type of person that gets a day job and just is in that day job and they're just living for the weekend and they don't have ownership. And then there's another type of person who is constantly a start your own business, do your own thing, make something, and try to make a living at it. But you keep on trying to make your own thing, and that's what drives you. And you never really retire from that. I think you just die, you know? And I think that's what I am. I'm just like, I'm a person that creates stuff, and then I'll create stuff until I can't create anymore, and then I'll just kind of keel over, and that'll be it. And I'm fine with that.
Hey, you know, hey, how would you describe fine. Marty, guys? Oh, he's just going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't
he's
we going
to work till he dies.
Yeah. I love that. I was like, I was waiting. I'm like, this is going to be a real positive. You know, some people, they
yeah,
work
exactly.
and they live
I was
for
like,
the
this
weekend.
This is really going to lift us up and be right. like, we're doing the right thing. Yeah. Because yeah, everybody's great. Nope. Yep. We're all just going to fucking die.
Yeah. Because Megan, and you know, so Megan is actively in the process of leaving her job that she's had for years to go and do what, Megan?
To start a food truck in St. Louis.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're
what
very excited.
What kind of food are you specializing in your truck?
We're going to, I'm savory pies, pretty much.
Ooh, savory pies. So
savory
like meat pies.
Savory pies. Yes, exactly.
Delicious.
Just
yeah.
See, butter and meat.
So we're all on this kick of like, yeah, and this movie's coming out finally. So now, and all three of us are on this, like, oh, Marty's coming with us on this journey. We're not going to have day jobs. Some people have day jobs and families. And fulfilling lives, but some people are like us. They just do shit until they dig a hole in the ground and die.
I can't wait for like all of this to fall down and it's just the three of us in a cardboard box with microphones plugged into nothing.
Yeah.
Just being like, well, we're still doing it. We're still, we're not dead yet. Not dead yet.
We'll just be living off of frozen savory pies. Just whatever surplus.
Yeah, when the food truck fails, we'll just have to, we'll just be eating grease that we find in corners.
Right, and what we can do is we can live in the food truck, but then when the weather gets, we can go in the Adobe cunt, and that's like, and then the meat pies will naturally heat up in the steam. So we can have like steamed pies. Ooh.
Oh, that's healthy.
Yeah, much healthier than a deep fry.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh yeah, that's a good, you know what would be yummy is the meat pie, yeah, the frozen, are you, do you, well, I don't want you to give away your secret recipes, but now I'm thinking about food, because I am hungry.
I had black beans for breakfast.
Oh, yum.
I'm eating beans, like, I would say 5 out of 7 days a week for breakfast. Is that normal? I also took 2 insane shits this morning. Is that normal?
That's awesome. You know what, I did Brussels sprouts twice yesterday. For 2 different meals. And they were great. Beans, you know what? I was reading this thing and I got to send this article that beans, if you eat beans, it like increases your life span or something.
Oh, perfect. Great. So I'll be alive longer with no money.
Yeah.
I'm going to go throw up the beans I just ate right now.
So you'll live longer. So it'll be you and Marty and I just our dead bodies in the bottom of this weird pussy cave. And you'll just be sitting there and 90 years old eating beans.
Well, no. Also, once you die, I'm eating you.
Yeah.
But I'll have beans as like a side dish.
Right. Just to so you can shit us out.
I never want to shit you out. I just want you inside me forever. Just aww. Rotting. Just rotting in my stomach.
Just do those things where you when people die. Yeah. Oh, I will not digest at this. I don't know. I mean, I might be healthier to eat now. 6 months ago, I would have been pure chemicals. But you know what you can do? You know the thing where people, when they die and then they cremate them and then they have their family members' ashes turned into like a jewel or like a gem?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can do that and then we
and
can
then
get
eat it. I just want, I need to eat you in some way when you die.
Well, you can eat one of the body gems and then the other thing you'll do.
Don't something body gems like that's a thing.
And
we
then,
should start a company that does this.
Yeah,
turn
body
your grandma
gems.
Into a body gem.
It's a grandma gem. You just
gram gem.
Yeah, a gram jam. Gram gem. Gram jam, actually.
Gram jam.
Yeah.
Well, that's the party we have while we're burning your grandmother's body and then compressing her into a cubic zirconian.
Right. Gram jam is the party we have, and it's also the food we serve while we're making your gram jam.
Well, we reserve a little bit of your grandmother.
Right. We preserve.
Mix that. Whoa. We make
hello.
Gramserves. Gramserves? Sure. Oh, yeah, Marty, that's another thing. We're really good at combining words.
Mashups. I like it.
We're
really
good at
that.
I'd
buy some gram jams, preserves.
See?
And it's just like dead lady ashes in there. And then
everyone send us your grandmothers.
Yeah.
Alive or dead, we'll work it out. Don't worry. Just get
right.
us your grandmas.
So you can support us on Patreon and or send us your grandmother's body parts because Marty will accept payment in cash or grandma's.
And ideally, yes, separate parts so he can cobble together his own dream grandma.
Right. Oh, my God.
Like a Franken-grandma.
Yeah. A Franken-gram. Oh, yeah, this is fun. So this episode, the theme is obviously like restarting and meeting new people, which look, isn't this fun? It's good when you're meeting somebody new to be yourself fully.
I was like, he needs to know what he's in for. Let's talk about stitching grandma body parts together. Perfect.
Right.
I'm into it.
Yeah, great. And you can do it. It's like a weighted, you know, they have those weighted blankets.
I want one of those, by the
so
way.
So do I.
But wait, can we use a grandma? Just,
yeah.
Just lay a grandma over us? That would relieve anxiety. A dead grandmother on top of you while you
like
sleep.
Like a grandma throw.
Yeah.
You're literally just throwing a grandma on top of somebody.
And because they'll be stitched, it'll look like a quilt, which is very, you know, like grandma-esque. Aw.
I think this is sweet. This is another $1 billion idea.
Yeah.
Nobody steal this.
Yeah, no, we're going to be so
nobody,
rich.
Nobody else better take grandma body parts, stitch them together, go on Amazon and sell them as weighted blankets.
Right. Yeah, if anybody else makes a grandma, quilted dead grandma body blanket, we're coming for you.
Tyler, our lawyer, will be sending you a very stern notice.
Right. And Tyler, our intern, will follow up. We're just recruiting. See, we're all hands on deck. We're like, okay, we need help to make this shit show. People are probably like, oh, we thought you guys would just stop. No.
We won't stop.
We will not stop.
No matter
stop.
How much you want us to.
Yeah. Well, and especially now it's like getting good because now this is like in the next couple months, shit's getting really fun and exciting because Megan's moving to like, we joke a lot about how we're doing cool stuff with our life, but we're actually doing it now.
I don't know about cool stuff, but we're doing stuff.
Yeah, we're doing stuff.
We're doing stuff.
Megan's about to go. Yeah, they're doing like a cross-country trip.
Nice.
And so we're going to be recording all through that. And then this movie's coming out. So this is going to be like, we are about to achieve our dreams and then immediately die.
Yeah,
is that what Marty said happens?
I was just going to go cut the achieve your dreams out. Just be like, we are about to die.
Yeah.
Good things are around the corner. We're going to die before they happen.
I feel like that's how it always works now. Like every time you start achieving your dreams, it's that scene, and this is, you're not going to get this, but it's that scene in Muppets Take Manhattan where Kermit has just sold
first
the show.
Of all, hold on.
Hold on, full stop. I love you.
So Muppets Take Manhattan, right? So
Megan
so
loves
right
that
now.
Movie.
Okay, so right when Kermit sells the show, right? He's about to tell the good news to everybody, right? And then he gets hit by the taxi cab. And then he gets amnesia. And then that's what happens when you're about to achieve your dreams. You get hit by a taxi cab and get amnesia and then become some frog businessman.
Okay, guys, this is very exciting for me because the one thing with Jammers I've always thought is we don't talk about the Muppets enough.
Oh, right.
Now, oh, I think that's solved.
Right.
I love the Muppets.
Oh, I love you. Oh, this is going to be great. So welcome to Jammers, the Muppet cast.
Hey, guys. I hope you're... Look, we'll take a little break from you being sad listening to the final episode of Jammers. We got a break.
Yeah, I mean, don't be sad. You know what? Well, you know what? Women be shopping. And when women are sad, they be super shopping.
Yeah. But you guys, like, are probably...
Ugh, I hate leaving the house to do it.
I know. This is retail therapy. But you'll be so sad because it's the final episode of Jammers, but not really sad because it's coming back and it's going to be better as something different like a phoenix. But... You're like sad you don't leave your house, but you're like, but I also like really need new stuff to get.
I need to get this bad taste out of my mouth.
I need that dopamine dump of like a new top or a new necklace. Well, guess what? We got you covered. Stitch Fix. It's an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle.
And it's super cool because you go online and you go to the website, stitchfix.com, and it's basically, you take a quiz. Everybody loves fun quizzes.
Yes.
Just like an old school Cosmo magazine, but for clothes. So you take a quiz, you fill in a bunch of stuff like your sizes, the styles you like, how much you want to spend, ideally on every item. And then you also get your own personal stylist because if you're like me, you dress like a monster. And luckily, Stitch Fix is there to be like, hey, you bridge troll, why don't you take these 5 handpicked items I selected for you and look like a well-dressed bridge troll, which I'm grateful for.
Yeah, and maybe if I had worn my Stitch Fix outfit, I wouldn't have been stopped before entering this nice building. They would have taken a picture and be like, we just want this for our files because you look so great.
Yeah, if go now to stitchfix.com/jammers.
Yeah.
That's us, was us, is us for this. Don't worry. The discount code will still work for you.
I know.
That's most importantly.
Topsy-turvy over here, but put Jammers in with the Z for the last time.
Put Jammers with a Z, and you get 25% off.
Yeah. It's a great, well, and here's the thing, too. You get 25% off also. So when you go to Stitch Fix, and I love them, there's a $20 styling fee. And so now that gets applied to any items that you purchase. Here's how it works. So you go on, take the quiz. It's super fun. And then you get to pick like different styles and kind of, you know, because that's, you don't want to try something different and then feel like you look like an asshole. But here you're like, you can just try it on in your house instead of doing it in front of people at a store. You know, if you're like, I want to try preppy or whatever, just try it on at home. And if you don't like it, send it back. But if you do like it, you can buy it. Okay. There's no pressure to buy anything. Here's a great thing. When you like something and you're like, I'm going to buy this. I really need this collared shirt. This is my new thing. I've been wearing high collared shirts all the time. When you purchase that, the $20 styling fee that you paid is applied to your purchase. So it pays for itself. So there's not an extra fee. I mean, I love this company. This is one of the most fun things. It's like you give yourself a present every month. It's really awesome. So go to, if you want to be like us, plus look, we're all about reinventing ourselves. You got to
We're all reinventing ourselves. That means new clothes, new shoes, yep. New earrings. And if you, for some reason, because you don't have to buy everything they send you.
Right.
And if you get stuff you don't like, shipping it back, exchanging stuff, or just straight returning, totally free. So you don't have to worry about dealing with that.
Yeah, this company's the best. So just trust us when we say, plus for old time's sake, you want to punch in that promo code Jammers? Just for old time's sake, do it with Stitch Fix. This is the place to do it, okay? So go to stitchfix.com/jammers with a Z. You get an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. So that's if you buy all 5 of everything, you get 25% off. That's a great deal. So hopefully, I hope you like all your stuff. Here's a trick. If you get all accessories, that's what I do for like when I'm bloated. When you put on weight, you're just like, I only want shoes and necklaces. They'll do that. They're the best. All right. So go check it out. Stitch Fix. Love you guys. Oh my God. And now because Marty's into the Muppets, with the dead grandmas, some will be blankets and some we can animate and do...
And then we shove our hand up a grandma.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The Grandmuppet Show.
We hollow out the grandma.
We can holler around. We can reanimate her with our hand. Yeah.
Everyone, grab your jar of Graham Jam and get ready for Graham Muppet Theater.
Graham Muppet. It's perfect.
Well done. I mean, I'm now thinking maybe I should move to St. Louis. I should stay in LA. I'm going to go over to Jim Henson Studios right after this podcast and be like, I've got some good ideas. I demand a meeting immediately.
Listen, I wrote up a treatment. What is this? This is just sketching. This is just pictures of how we dismember bodies and re-sew them together.
Did a damaged child draw this? It's just a bloody stick figure. Is she being hot, like, cored out with a corkscrew? Yes.
Right.
Yes, she is. Like,
okay, here's my pitch. So you've seen Human Centipede, right? Okay, so think Human Centipede plus Miss Piggy.
I think
Follow me. Human Centipede, Muppets, your grandmother.
Right.
That's all. I'll take a check now. That's
right.
Obviously, you don't need any more than that. It sells itself.
Yeah. That's the thing. When you have such a good idea, you don't really need all the fancy, whatever, like the famous names behind it. When you have a great idea, it's just...
It's a great idea. There's no denying this is a great idea.
Yeah. See, now that we have a Patreon, and I know we joked about the Patreon thing, and I'm going to say something that's going to sound cunty, and maybe I shouldn't say it, but I don't really care. It's nice because... Like, we can actually do sketches like this and put it up there. And now we're happy to take money.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we know, you guys know it's going to a good cause. It's going to us. It's going to pay Marty. And it's, going
for us to buy more grandmas.
Right. To buy materials to sew grandmas together. We go to my, like, we need, like, a stronger thread. We're just going to need, like, copper wiring.
I was running errands this morning earlier, and I went over to like Joanne's and stuff, and I'm just picturing going back into Joanne's and be like, hey, okay, so what's your best like fabric to sew into a grandmother?
Yeah.
As some poor Joanne's worker. She's like, oh, great. It's the insane lady.
She's like, oh, she's like, this one must be confused. Are you meaning materials for a grandmother? Oh, yeah, like so yarn? No.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, yarn. Yeah, we could use the yarn.
Right.
But, like, to actually, I need to sew a grandma to a grandma. What do you have for that?
And no Velcro.
Right.
We're not cheap. We're not Velcroing a dead grandma to another dead grandma.
And Velcro, first of all, most of the time these dead grandma throws are going to be used inside the Adobe cunt. So it's like, it's steamy in there. Velcro's just going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Well, and I'm thinking because you know old lady skin, like it gets droopy and stretchy and thin.
Yeah.
So if for some bizarre reason I can't even think of, but if for some reason we had to separate the two dead grandmas that have been fused together, I'm worried that the Velcro would like rip off the grandma skin.
Yeah. No, it probably would. And that reminds of another thing we're gonna need: lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma's skin, because it's wrinkly, you get that crepey. I'm starting to have that now where like I lay down to take a nap.
I get that when I'm dehydrated and I wake up in the morning, and it is very upsetting.
The lines on, and I don't even have big tits. That's just skin, baby.
You said that with such resentment. Like, I'm getting grandma lines. I don't even have the tits for it.
I know. Well, that does make me mad. Thankfully, I don't have stretch marks there, but I'm like, I can understand if I lay down on my side and I wake up and when you have like the lines, like the crease lines. But then as you get older, kids, appreciate your bodies now. You just stop making collagen. And then when you're dehydrated, you start to have where like I'll sleep on my face and I'll wake up and like you'll sometimes have lines on your face. But then when you're young, they go away right away.
No, mine, I used to do that way. Wake up, because I always wake up 10 minutes before I have to leave for work because I'm a lazy sack of shit. And now I can't because it's like an hour. So I'll go to work with like pillow lines in my face.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. And my mom.
There are a couple of grandmas that need to be sewn together.
Yeah. My mom actually told me when I was telling her about that, she's like, oh yeah, that's finally happening to you now. And she goes, you know what the trick is? You just like have to sleep. You need silk pillowcases. And then you just sleep like on your back only, or with your face like hanging off the side of the bed so it doesn't touch anything.
Oh, that sounds comfortable. That sounds like a comfortable way to sleep.
Right. So
that's
either
the challenge for this week. Start sleeping like an old woman just trying to stay young.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting challenge. Look at your, here we go. This is, I don't know if this is helpful in any way, but really examine your body and look at all the tiny wrinkles that are staying a little bit longer. This is called
breaking down.
Right. What we're doing now, Marty, just to let you know, this is a tactic. Listeners, go do something else. We're breaking down their self-esteem so that they believe we're the only people that will love them.
Which is true. I tell Preston that all the time. Yeah. That's my boyfriend, Marty. All the time, I'm like, no one will ever love you like this.
Yeah.
You can't leave me. And it's worked. He's trapped.
He's trapped in a food truck making savory pies.
Yes.
Forever.
Being forced to listen to Muppets albums on vinyl.
Yeah. And he's just...
Marty, how many Christmas Muppet albums do you have? I have three.
How many Christmas Muffin albums do I have?
Muppet.
Yeah.
Oh, Muppet albums. I have a record of the Muppet movie, which is that the Over the Rainbow album, I think?
I'm so happy.
I definitely have that. And then I definitely have maybe one other one. I don't think I have that one, though.
I'll send you John Denver and the Muppets
okay.
Christmas.
Oh, the John Denver Christmas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great one.
I'm trying to very uncomfortably.
Where have you been all of Jammer's life?
And then one of my favorite episodes of the Muppet Show is the Steve Martin episode is one of the best Muppet Show episodes.
They're all the best episodes.
I know. Carol Burnett was a great one. John Denver's a great one. I love
listeners,
it.
Listeners, I'm sorry. We're talking about old people things. The Muppet Show hasn't
totally.
Been on in 40 years.
And then they had a reboot recently of the new Muppet Show. It was on ABC. I liked it. It got canceled, but I thought it was actually a really good take on. It was like a late night TV show. Miss Piggy was the host. It was kind of a...
Which, there's not enough women in late night.
I know.
Yeah,
that's right.
Why.
They
finally get a late night host.
It.
It has to be Miss Piggy. And then they cancel it also. It's like, Jesus, give them something.
No, that's what I'm saying. The patriarchy is scared of female pigs taking
totally
over
unfair.
Late night.
They screwed Joan Rivers and they screwed Miss Piggy.
Really? It's basically the same person.
Yeah.
They really are. It's very similar.
Exact same person.
Oh, this is so fun. This is an ultimate Gram cast because we're talking about sewing up dead grandmas and now we're talking about grandma stuff.
Yeah.
The Muppets. And, hold on. We'll have Megan call back. We'll just edit that. Let's see. Are we calling her back? You can talk on the mic until we get her back on.
We're back.
Okay.
All right.
Guys, first episode of new old Jammers. We're working out some kinks.
Yep. I know, because now we're doing this on my phone. It'll be interesting. I really believe this is going to work. And if it doesn't, fucking whatever.
I hope you've enjoyed this hour of silence.
Yes.
No, it's going to be great. I'm excited to be a part of it. And I know that when your big movie comes out, this is going to be a very sought-after show to be a guest on.
Oh, yes.
Also.
To be a guest.
Until they meet us.
We just want people to listen and send us their grandmas. I don't care about a guest.
We're simple women. We need listeners, and we need our listeners' grandmothers.
Right.
Thrown on top of us so we can sleep a night through without anxiety.
Yeah. We're not in this for money or fame. We're in this for dead grandmas.
We've always said that since day one at Jammers. We've always said we're in this for the grandmas.
Right.
And not even a whole grandma. Just a part will do.
Yeah.
Pieces. We'll take pieces. We'll build
Fingers.
Our own grandmas.
Right.
Keep the rings on.
Build a gram.
Yeah.
Build a gram.
I was just going to say, build a bear. We can
That's great.
Well, because they have you put the little hearts in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we can, put little grandma hearts? Because we're
going
to have to hollow them out.
But, actual hearts? What if it's like a stuffed animal with an actual...
grandma heart.
Right. The actual organ.
We'll swap grandma organs between them.
Right.
We'll just have a bucket of grandma hearts.
Makes a great pate.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma pate.
Yeah, no, this is great. I am feeling good about these grandma blankets. And again, merch. We've talked about this since we started the show. We still don't, we haven't landed on a merch design yet, but please know this might be the first item available.
Well, and it'll just be, it'll be Jammers branded grandma blankets.
Right.
So it'll be our faces.
Yes.
Stitched onto a grandma.
Right.
A grandma's skin.
What we'll do is, oh God, this is terrifying. I visualized this before I even said it. And like, I almost felt like I was going to puke and I felt my pussy go in my body. It's so disturbing.
I hate that feeling.
Instead of, because we could get it like our faces tattooed, but what if on the dead grandma throws, what if we do plastic surgery to make them look like our faces in their face, like Liberace's boyfriend?
I think that is a good idea. But you just said the tattoo thing, and now I've got a better idea that would make us even more. Now we're doubling our money because we're selling the grandmas. And what we do is we let, like, tattoo apprentices tattoo our faces on the grandmas.
Great.
And then they pay us because that way they're not, like, fucking up some live person. Just a dead-ass grandma.
No, that's genius. Yeah, we do both. I think it's great.
Everything about this is genius.
Yeah, this... Everything about this, I mean, it's $1 million idea. And every time we record, every episode, but
with a B, some, billion.
Yeah, billion with a B. And a lot of times, you know, we do this and we don't always have a great business idea. Sometimes it's a great movie idea. But this is one of those episodes where it's like, why are we even doing a podcast?
Well, I think this is kind of like our think tank. T-shirt. You know what I mean? Like, it's, this is where, like, we really sit down, we stare into each other's eyes, and we get these ideas out. We kind of flush them out.
Right.
So that's that's the only reason we need this podcast.
Right. We flesh out our ideas the way we're going to flesh out your grandma's.
That's a great tagline. See, we needed this podcast to get that sentence out.
Right. That's actually a good log line just for the podcast. I mean, it's selfish help. Who, you know, at this point,
I think
that's obvious.
It's Jammers, the Gramcast. You send us your grandmas, we tattoo our faces on them and charge you to get them back.
That's, I like that. I like how long it is. I like that the tagline is just like a full paragraph. Actually, the tagline,
we're gonna add to it. We're definitely gonna add more to it.
The log line to our podcast is actually a release form that you have to sign before listening to it. Like, do you agree to the terms and conditions of listening to this podcast? Well, that's the thing. So, yeah, it's like a release form. Like, do you agree to the terms and the conditions? Like on iTunes where you just click yes, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Like that episode of South Park.
Your grandmas.
Right. But in that, you agree to send us your dead grandmas.
Yeah. Nobody reads those. If we make it long enough, we can get dead grandmas, live grandmas. We can even get a couple of grandpas probably.
Yeah. And I would even take a grandpa. Sorry, let me adjust this so I can hear you. Oh, technical difficulty. I've got three different kinds of headphones on.
Yeah, you've really stacked the headphones today.
Yeah, we're really, this is, I mean, we're trying our best
over
here.
Working out kinks,
okay? It looks more professional, but somehow it's less.
Yeah, it's exactly, like, everything should be easier now. My phone is still in a cup of pens. I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yours is the same on your end. You look great. You got your crock pots behind you. Is that what those are?
My what?
Are those crock pots? What are those little things behind you?
You think I have two crock pots in my closet?
I thought they were crock pots.
So the entire time we've done this podcast, you've thought I just have two crock pots?
Yes.
In my closet where there's records and board games and then just a couple of crock pots.
Yeah. I mean, it's a. I mean, where else would you put them? I thought, and they're decorative. I just thought they were crock pots.
What are they? They're not, but now they are. Now they will forever be crock pots.
What are they, fondue things? They look like bowls for food, or am I just a fat person?
Honestly, I mean, it's lamer. Not lamer. It's much more me and nerdy what they're pie and cake carriers. They're vintage cake carriers.
Oh, that's cute. See, it is a food thing.
It is a food thing. Most things in this house are food things.
Yeah.
Or can be.
Whereas, like, you can make anything
if
a food
you're desperate
thing.
Enough.
Yeah.
Oh, should we talk about what happened yesterday, by the way? Because I
oh,
just thought
my
of
God.
It, thinking about stuff in my clawfis.
Yeah. So this is, dude, this was so scary. Yesterday, we were recording ads for last week's episode, and there's Megan's house is haunted, and it's trying to murder her.
I was attacked Ooh. By a ghost.
For reals. I watched it.
My boyfriend's from St. Louis, and we have, like, an arch, like a little metal arch. It's not little. It's kind of big. On the top of the desk. It's been there since we moved in. It's always been there. Every episode we've recorded, it's been there. We don't move it. It's just like a thing. Wendy and I are talking, and it jumped off the wall and attacked me, because I'm leaning forward to talk to the mic, and I wasn't because we weren't recording yet. If I had been like this, it would have totally got me in the head and definitely murdered me.
Yeah. And it's, dude, it's so, and it's heavy. Yeah, it's not like a piece of paper. And when she showed me where it is on the up on the top shelf, like, there's no way for it accidentally to fall. And it's never fallen before.
No, and I didn't hit the desk. I've hit this desk before and it hasn't fallen off.
That was, and because they're moving to St. Louis. So what we decided, what we think it is, it's a ghost cat. It's knocking stuff off the shelf at her.
Or, which I also, we have some theories. We developed a few theories. I also think that it is either a bad omen or a good omen, depending. It might be a good omen where, like, St. Louis is like, get here already.
Yeah.
I'll come to you. Or it's a bad omen because St. Louis tried to kill me. So.
Yeah.
Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, it could be a good omen. You know how, like, when things in your life, that's what I think about with my cat. In the morning when he scratches my face, I'm like, I could take that as he hates me and wants to eat me, or he loves me so much that he's like, get over here.
Well, I think it's that he loves, like me, he loves you so much he wants to eat you.
Yeah, he just wants you. And St. Louis loves you so much, it's like, I want to be inside of your cranium.
If I can't have you, no one can.
Right. That's good. It's good. That's, you're in an abusive relationship with a city already and you haven't even moved there.
I know.
That's
I'm
great.
So excited. That's love.
Yeah.
That's
if someone's
love.
Willing to murder you to make sure that you can never be with anyone else. That's love.
Yeah. That's how I feel about Preston. I'm always like, if you leave me, I'll kill you. I can be pretty romantic. I don't like to brag about it.
Yeah. But. I know. See, normally you're not, but stuff like that, I'm like, someone's getting ready for Valentine's Day.
I mean, it's a month and a half away.
Just sharpening knives, sweetie.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just stare at him. I do it in the bedroom. I sharpen all our kitchen knives while he's trying to go to sleep in the middle of the night. I just sit at the end of the bed.
It's like every episode is Snapped.
Yeah.
That's my life.
You sharpen the knives and then you just stab yourself in the thigh. Like, look, honey, you can try to. I can't even feel this. I can't even feel this. So don't even fucking try it. That's the
I
move.
I can't wait to just hear the front door close.
Yeah.
As he's escaping. Because he's listening to all of this.
Yeah.
He's in the apartment right now. Well, Valentine's Day's ruined. Because he knows Aww. What I'm getting him.
I know.
Murder.
He knows what I'm getting him. A trip to taking me to the ER after I stab myself to prove to him that I fear nothing and will stop at nothing.
Well, blood is red, and red is the color of romance. So I figured I'd just bleed all over our whole apartment.
What's that poem? My blood is red, your balls are blue. Something, something. If you try to leave, I will kill you.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the poem, right?
It's a Hallmark. I saw that on a Hallmark card.
I know, but because it's such a popular poem for Valentine's Day, they sell out every year. It's like Hallmark's number one selling Valentine's card.
Yeah, and it's such a commercial holiday too that it's like, you know, you should want to kill your loved one every day.
And I do.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. I think that I don't think that you should just be romantic one day a year.
No.
What about fuck February 14th? How about July 14th? You should want to murder them on that day just as much as you want to murder them on Valentine's Day.
Right. And it's not just enough to want to murder your partner every day. You got to tell them, because a lot of times people don't know that and they forget it. Mm-hmm. And they think they can do stuff, you know, like not make eye contact. And it's like, don't look away from me.
I need deep eye contact while we're making love. I need you to stare in my eyes, but not say anything. I need dead silence, but deep eye contact.
Right. And I like it all the time. If I'm like in a stand, and ooh, I'm getting to the point where like what's exciting is now with the movie, like I can like date, just have a normal dating thing where like I don't have to be nice because I'm not on payroll. And I'm going to unleash 2 years of just fucking cuntiness on someone.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
And that's what's fun is you could just be like, do not, you know, return your gaze to me. Return. Yeah. Just watching TV. I want to watch TV and I'll be like, you fucking look at that TV. This knife that's in my thigh, I'll put it somewhere in your body. But it's like, if you don't say that, people don't know. And then that you forget that, you know, they love you. Well, and you got to remind
people
them.
Start take, you know, people a lot of times start taking relationships for granted.
Yep.
Because you're together a long time. You forget to threaten the other person.
Yeah.
You know, like you just think that they know how much you love them and that you would kill them and whoever they left you for.
Right.
But like you need to say it out loud.
Communication is key.
Yeah, thank communication you. Is so important because after a while, if you're not constantly threatening your partner, you know, they do things. They're like, oh, I guess, you know, Preston's probably like, well, I guess Megan loves me, you know, whatever. Like, but does she love me enough that I have to ask before I go get a glass of water? And they just forget and they go get a glass of water without asking your permission.
Yeah.
And then it's
then
like,
who's in charge?
Right. And now there's a fight. But it's like if you're constantly, I don't know if anyone watched the R. Kelly documentary, but this is really is a study on how to let people know in your life, I love you. You need to take.
He is a relationship expert.
Right. And at the same time, and to juggle that, but to constantly let them know, like, hey, I love you so much. You have to stay in this room and shit in a bucket until I tell you. You can dump
it
out.
You can never see your family or friends ever again.
Right. How nice is
that?
Like, hey, look.
To be that lucky.
I know.
Some How girls nice just is have that? It all.
Yeah, like a lot of people, it's like, oh, I got to go visit my family for the holidays. It's going to be an awkward conversation because of politics. But it's like, he's taking that all away from them.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have
You're
to
welcome.
Go back. Yeah. I don't know everyone's so mad. Free room and board. And another thing, too, because a lot of times, you know, you worry like, oh, am I gaining too much weight? Is that what, you know, like people worry like, do I not look good? But like, he kept them on a really strict diet. So they essentially had a dietitian and a personal trainer.
Yeah.
So I saw the documentary and I mean, you can, you know.
They looked great.
They looked great. I mean, you know, and they have manners. So if they ever were allowed out of the house, a lot of them were out publicly and their, you know, their family members were trying to help them. And they had manners instead of screaming and saying, rescue me. They were able to be very calm. Some might almost say dead inside.
Some might say brainwashed.
Right.
Not me, but some.
Right. Some might say brainwashed. Yeah. I say they were loved.
He's going to go to jail for such a long time.
I cannot.
He's so fucked. It's crazy.
I cannot believe that is out and he's not in jail. Like, it's not. It makes me giggle. Like, I was watching it, laughing out loud in my apartment. And I'm like, how is this even real?
And did you, my favorite part of the whole thing is, I forget who it is. It was like a buddy, like a childhood friend of his who, you know, like worked security or whatever. It was just like a dude that hung out that was on the payroll type of thing. And because he recorded everything. He recorded everything, like not just sexual encounters, but he always just had a camcorder. And he said, like, after he recorded something, I forget what it was. And he went to the guy, his buddy, and he was like, I can't stop. Like, this is going to get me in trouble someday because I cannot stop myself from recording everything.
Yeah.
The dude said that. And that was like fucking 20 years ago that he said that. He's been doing this forever. And
I know.
Just like, but have you heard I Believe I Can Fly?
Yeah.
Because it's a great song. So let's just, it's okay. If
yeah.
A voice like that, do whatever you need to.
It's insane. And to watch it is really upsetting because different people made the same point. They're like, if that was a bunch of white women in there,
exactly.
He would be in jail. But it really is. And I know, you know,
if he
like
pissed on a white girl.
Yep.
Like he would have gone to jail. He'd be in jail still.
Yeah.
He certainly wouldn't have a career anymore.
No, he would not. It's such a glaring example. And you hear this and I think a lot, and it is so frustrating, especially in like Yamanika Saunders, who's a comic and she's so funny. We had this conversation. I did her show, but it's something that as like a white woman, it's just like, and I think people in general, but also like you're not really tuned into that. But once you really start paying attention, you're like, oh, black women, black girls are like the least valued. They're the most shit on group in society. And this is such a perfect example where people are just like, oh, and it's like, it's heartbreaking because it's like, it's terrible. So disgusting.
Well, remember the guy in South LA, the serial killer that they finally caught? This was a few years ago, but he was killing black prostitutes, basically.
Mm.
And he was doing that for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And nobody, because it was black prostitutes. So cops are like, well, you know, drug over, whatever, they're missing. Like nobody, or like find a dead body and they're just like, whatever, don't even investigate anything.
Right.
He killed there are so many women.
A lot of serial killers do that who are probably innocent, and it's prostitutes in general, but then especially like women of color and trans. But it's because sex workers of any race, for the most part, are considered by the cops to be like not a real person. Like they're not real people. I think what was an article I read in New York Magazine, and this guy killed a bunch of chicks. I'll post the article, but they referred to the women as less dead or something like where.
Yeah.
And this guy's logic was the guy that killed all these women, and it's this like hatred of women. But he said, he was like, oh, it's because I love women so much. And then these women were such like trash monster whores that I was like, I was saving them from themselves by killing
That's
them.
That's an argument that Pete, like, men that kill prostitutes use a lot.
Yeah.
We're like, how dare you do this? Because all women are like perfect angels and beautiful.
Right.
And you're disgusting for, you know, being a sexual person. So you don't deserve to live. There's been like numerous serial killers where like that's their mentality as far as killing prostitutes.
Oh, I know. And you hear, first of all, that is a long way. That's the long way to go around instead of just being like, I didn't have any cash on me. They're like, ah, shit. You don't take
cards?
What am
I going to do? Not get a blowjob? Right. No, I'm getting a blowjob and then killing her. Jesus.
Yeah. And why'd you kill her? I didn't have money. I mean, I love women so much.
Cops like, I could, checks out.
Yeah.
Tell your wife. We said,
cops are like, yeah, whatever. That works for us. Whatever. Who cares?
Case closed.
Yeah. It's fun. I went on a date. I don't know if it was a date.
Oh, this is a good transition.
Speaking of
R. Kelly,
sex workers
being a monster, prostitutes being murdered. Okay. Anyways, to keep the conversation going, I recently went on a date.
Yeah.
Pretty excited.
And I didn't
about
get
it.
Killed. Well, it's weird to come out of the underground of like a non sugar daddy situation. It was very uncomfortable. I did not like it. I did not. There was, I was just, I, we were after dinner. I was like, okay, so now he's like, you want to go have tea? And I'm like, tea and.
Yeah. You're like waiting for an envelope to be put in your hand.
Yeah. And it was just normal and had tea and there was no hooking up and it was regular.
You sound so excited.
Well, bored. It was. Yeah, it was boring because that's, again, like for me, if I'm even going to start dating someone, I want to, if you threaten my life a little bit, either pay me or brandish a weapon on me. One of the two.
Ideally both. In a perfect world.
Ideally, you put a knife to my throat and say, you're going to take this fucking money.
You see, you're romantic too. We try to be like all tough and cool.
I know.
We're just a couple of softies that love love.
I know. We love love. We love love. And we love your grandmas. We seriously. See, we're just a couple of softies and we want to at night. We don't like sleeping alone. We do want to curl up.
A man or a grandmother.
Yeah, a man. We want to curl up with a man, a cat, or a dead grandma blanket. Any of those things. But yeah, so send us your grandmas. If you don't feel comfortable sending us your grandmas now, well, actually, we got to get a P.O. box. So
a big one. We're going to have to get a big one.
Yeah.
Grandma sized P.O. box.
Right. A P.O. vault. Yeah. So do that. Go to the Patreon and help us.
JammersCall@gmail. New email. Yep.
What's the Patreon address?
It's just Jammers. It's patreon.com/Jammers.
That's very easy. Very simple.
Yes, it's very easy. So the Patreon's on there. And what we have is, so thank you guys for helping us on our endeavor to be independent ladies.
I'm excited. I know that we're working out kinks and stuff.
Right.
But I think I'm super excited. I have a Muppet buddy. I'm very excited.
I know. And this is great. At Patreon, we've got videos. So the videos that I'm going to this week, by the time this comes out, they'll be up. Megan and I, a few years ago,
oh, Jesus,
were approached by someone trying to pitch a TV show, about a reality show about two best buds. And so we have a bunch of videos that has never been released of us just fucking off.
Yeah. And it's a lot of footage too.
Yep. So
some
that
would
say
too much.
Oh yeah. But hey, if you're bored and instead, what do you get? You finish the R. Kelly documentary, you know, and you need something to
equally
cleanse your
depressing
palate. Right. If you want to watch something more terrifying, you know, because you'll watch that and you're like,
I don't think I'm wearing a bra in one of the videos.
Oh, you did not.
I am braless the whole time.
Yep. And
we were in my apartment mostly. What monster wears a bra in their own home?
Yeah. Oh, and the one I have boxer shorts hiked all the way up. We were doing modeling and we were drinking like Miller Lite at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So
that's five. But that was in L.A. So it was 5 o'clock East Coast time.
Yeah.
So there.
So see? But so, yeah, we'll have stuff there. And then we're going to post dumb videos of us doing stupid shit. But yeah.
Instagram's still the same.
Yep. Instagram, Twitter, that's all the same. But yeah, thank you for staying with us and helping
Maybe.
Us.
Maybe. Who knows? We might be all by ourselves now.
Yeah, we might be done.
Just Jammers Cult, just two of us covered in sand, sweating in a adobe cunt.
I'll do it. I'll do it. And if you are going to be like, fuck this, we don't want to listen to the show anymore because it's different, then at least, and just as like a thank you goodbye, for real, send us a grandma, like an arm.
Any piece. I'll take a grandma toe.
Yeah, that's perfect. Marty, do you want to say anything? Thank you for doing this. Are you having fun?
Yeah, this is great. I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm excited about talking about the Muppets. I'm excited about talking about dead grandmothers. I'm into it. The whole thing.
You're done talking. That was it. Now you can never talk again.
Bye. Get out of here.
Happy to.
We love you. Go take a shit in this bucket.